Are we podcasting?
I believe we're podcasting. Thanks for joining us at the hashtag IMomSoHard podcast. Friendly reminder, if you haven't had a chance, go ahead and subscribe to this bad boy.
Yeah.
Evidently, it gets everybody a real boner.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
It would give us a boner if you'd tell your friends. And
doesn't want to give us a boner. And if you want to watch us, you can go to the tubes, the YouTubes.
Yeah.
And we're there.
It's basically the only tube left.
It's. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's not just TV anymore. It's all streaming.
I know. It's called cable. I love how we're like, you guys, we're in the future. We have all these little buttons that we can press. I'm like, we also used to just have them on one place and you would, with your remote, click down. And if you subscribe to HBO, it would be right above.
Oh, a remote. Fancy.
You remember?
No, you didn't have the big, like, fake wood thing on the top of your TV that had like buttons that you had to hard push and they
pop
off.
I'm only 32, Jen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I forgot.
Do you know what I'm talking about? We're so like caught up with all these streamers and they're all apps and we used to just do it on cable and it was so much easier. We were like, I think it's hilarious that we're like, you know what? Let's dismantle it, make each thing its own thing. So then we have to help our parents figure out how to upload Disney Plus when they don't have a smart TV. I'm not talking about my parents, but I might be talking about one that I acquired in marriage.
Yeah.
And
I'm having a issue with my husband because he goes to bed at 6:30 some nights. Not truly, but he goes to bed early.
That's my dream. I think we're all fools.
I have in the last year, which is totally new for me, because I'm like,
you're night owl.
At 8 o'clock, I'm like, should I just do some lines and do crafts or something?
Yeah.
No, I've never done lines, you guys.
I will not comment on my participation in that.
Well, my energy is really taking a deep dive. Sometimes I'm like, I should take some allergy meds just to give me a little bit of... Yeah.
Do a little espresso shot, if you will.
It's just leaning into the oldness. So much so that this is the argument I have with my husband. Subtitles or no subtitles? Because I love them.
I hate them.
I know. You and my husband you're alike in a lot of ways.
Yes.
And I do think it's because he's got a little smidge of neurospicy too.
It distracts me.
But the weird thing is they both listen to music while they like do intense, focused writing or something, which I cannot do. If somebody's breathing too loud around me, I can't handle it.
It depends. If I have a few things going, it makes me feel like, I think I'm a baby with a vacuum running where I like feel comforted.
Oh, okay.
But then if I really have to focus, oh my gosh, you guys, I almost just sneezed and we would get on camera, which is my dream,
to record,
see myself sneeze.
Wow.
Damn, I just talked myself out of it. Son of a gun. Okay. Oh, so close. Dreams.
But that's
been waiting my whole life.
He's distracted by subtitles and I need them, because... If he falls asleep and this is the weird thing, because I feel like he's very hard to rustle, but if he falls asleep while the show's on, I need the subtitles because I'm going to turn the TV down really low so it doesn't wake him
up. You're nice. I wouldn't.
And when I go to the Apple thing and I hold the microphone and I go, turn on subtitles, he goes, what? Because he just is like, you know, he's just fallen asleep. So I'm watching it. I'm like, can we just put them on before you fall asleep? It's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. Let's not play this game.
My husband likes to audible when we're watching a show. And I'm like, can you stop for a second? And then it gets feisty. You know, like he'll want to like give his 411 on what's happening. And I'm like, you don't know. It's a new episode for both of us, but you're freaking VO is not working for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Do a after show podcast.
Yeah.
Buddy.
I'm like, let's post show it. But right now I want to be in it. I don't want. He was like, you know that actor? He was in Office Space. And then he also was in.
Oh, that's like, my husband does that too through the whole thing. He goes, What's that guy?
What's that guy?
You see that guy standing in the back eating an ice cream cone or something like that? I'm like, I don't know who the leads are.
Yeah.
I don't know their names.
Or my husband will be like, yeah, that was a really scary time in American history. In 1932, I don't care. It's supposed to be a love story. It's all pretend. They're wearing costumes.
I'm just trying to give you context.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
The social economic.
Yeah, I'm hoping they bang. That's what I need right now. Can't get through ACOTAR. I'm trying so freaking hard.
Hey, while we have a third camera, can you see the huge white head that I had on the side of my nose today? I am between worlds, you guys.
You do not have a... She always says this. Here's what Jen said. She's like, oh my God, can you see this giant sits on my chin? And it's perfectly fine. And then I will have one and I'm like, it's like one of those underground suckers. And it like will make my lips stick together. It's so big.
Do you see that thing on my mouth?
She's like, I have layers and layers of makeup on at that point. And you just like...
Sometimes I don't wear makeup at all. I don't know who I think I am. That is not me saying I don't need it. It's very confident. It's just me. No, saying I don't care anymore.
I think you don't need it most of the time.
My Eleanor's so sweet to me. She's like, Mommy, you don't even need makeup.
I'm telling you, you don't. She's
I think
so
Finn's
sweet.
Like, you could use mascara.
She needs to come stay at my house for a bit. Mine are kicking my ass. Can I tell you what my daughter did today?
I caught Delilah being a little feisty, and I was like, Aunt Kristen. I said, Aunt Kristen stepped in a little bit, which I think is like.
She called me old.
She called her on. Yeah. I go, Miss Delilah. It's my teacher voice. I go, Miss Delilah. That does not make your mom feel good about herself. You should say things that make her feel good about herself. That's your job.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I had told her the night before or whatever, I was like, don't say that. It's mean.
Well, it makes us feel, and it's the little things that like, they catch on to like your insecurity. Finn catches on to we'll look at pictures on the TV with the Apple device. We'll look at old pictures. And there is a picture of him at a school function and he's dressed like he's wearing like leaves and stuff. It's like some sort of fall festival. And he's like, I remember you weren't there. And I'm you know, Finn, you're right. I wasn't there. I was on the road. I was on tour. But every time this picture comes up, you like to remind me
that
wasn't at this one. I've been at every other one. I've been at all of them and a few practices. So I'd like to say, We're fair.
Good.
We're good.
I think what they do is they see your reaction to it. And Delilah thinks it's funny. Like, cause sometimes she'll say something about my age or old and like, I'll go, not everything's a learning moment. It's not an opportunity for me to teach her. And so I think that like, she saw me irritated enough and thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, cause she is.
She's trying out her hot five as they do.
Yeah. Like I tweeted about her going, Mom, I'm going to start a club at school called the Social Historical Information Team.
You're like,
think about it. SHIT is the acronym for
it. I did not get that. She could have literally made an invitation and said, everybody, let's go. We're going to talk about shit. And I'd be like, that's the acronym.
Yeah.
That's not her fault. That is clearly not her fault. The person that bugs me about age the most is my husband. It's not my kids.
He rounds up. Yeah.
He rounds up. He'll round up in decades sometimes. I'm like,
what?
Yo, bro.
What?
Yo, bro. I don't know what you're doing right now, but if I am 2 years away from that next number, we are going lower or right on the number. He thinks they're all the same. He's just ripping my life away slowly.
Well, here's what Delilah did this morning that I... Okay. So sometimes I disagree with her creatively. It's going to happen, right? You know? And she last night was like, which is the first I've ever heard her say this before. It's career day at school. She goes, I want to be an actor. And I was like, oh, okay. So immediately my brain started
going. You're like, Shakespearean. Let's get you a beret and a feather and a quill.
I was like, real life, like, what do I need to do to support and facilitate that? Like, I was like, it's too early for this.
She's like,
okay, so she puts on like that very fancy dress I think that you gave us that's like, was from like a wedding or something.
Yep. A wedding that didn't happen.
An almost wedding.
Those are my favorite. I've not been in a lot of them.
So she wore that with a Miss America sash that she made.
Okay.
And wanted a crown. And I was like, what actor? Like, what?
Okay. Well, maybe
she's like, I'm an actor who's
playing a queen,
playing Miss America. And I was like, okay, you're going to have to explain that to everybody. Cause it, like, I'm like, I don't want you to get shit for saying I want to be Miss America at school. Like, kind of.
Why?
Wouldn't people be jerks about that?
Who cares?
I don't know.
Man, send her as an improviser. Just give her like an ironic t-shirt, jeans, and Chuck Taylor's.
And a flannel shirt.
Like,
oversized
no romantic
glasses.
Interest until like 28. Yeah, it'll be like, okay, if I could just get a suggestion of something smaller than a bread box.
Yeah, I don't know. So listen, I'm tired. I'm not killing it as a parent, but I supported her. I found shiny tights for her. I did all this stuff, you know.
You do what you do.
Okay. We're running a little bit late, though, because she had to wear makeup, because actors wear makeup, and she's not allowed to wear makeup to school. So
I feel like she's...
planned it.
I feel like there's no career day. She just wanted to wear this, and she told you
we it's pulled up, and guess what?
It's not career day.
It wasn't career day.
Oh!
And we had 5 minutes to spare, and part of me was like, I think this is a good, like, lesson. This might be a teachable moment, because I was like...
Take it away, my friend. Take it away.
Everybody has a kid. I have a friend that, like, lets their kids sleep in their school clothes because that particular child is impossible to get ready in the morning. So she's like, what can I do to just get it ready? Like, well, just does all these things to, like, get the kid ready. And Delilah, I'm like, let's please do this the night before. I run down homework. We run down outfit.
Always the night before.
Everything
always
ready.
Always night before.
Okay. So she didn't do that. I would have checked the date for her. But
she got the date wrong. She wasn't just...
Well, she goes, wait, what's today? And then she got tears in her eyes. She goes, I can't be the only one dressed up. So I was like, okay, we're going to be late. And it was the first time that child has been late for school in her life. And that is a thing for me.
Yeah.
It's a freaking thing for me.
Yeah.
That she is not late. We live too close to school for her
Act
to be late.
Act like it's career day, Delilah.
Actors come early.
Actors come early. They like being weird. Trust me.
Because I've been saying, you know, like, on time's 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
On time's late, you know, if you're whatever that. You know,
my husband and I run very differently on that.
I know.
I'm like 15 minutes early and I'm calm and I'm not breathing hard. My husband is exactly on time. And it looks like he's been in a gerbil's
sweating
wheel.
Sweating through his
shirt.
Yeah, he's
sweating through his shirt.
Stressed out. He's
breath,
like,
you know,
taking
the kids
sidewalk
are,
part
the
of the
kids
way.
All look haggard, like they've been through like a New York City street, like really busy, you know.
I don't want to do it. I don't want
to
do it.
I don't either. I don't think it's the right thing to do. You got to teach her to be early.
I turn around, bring her back home. I said, you go inside and you pick the first clothes you see, put them on.
Okay, can I go dressed as a military soldier? Can I go dressed as a unicorn?
So
can
she,
I go dressed? What about a Quaker?
That makes me mad about it. There's so many things that make me mad about it. Most of them you could probably talk me out of, honestly. But she made the poster for student council that said what day everything was. And she messed up the day.
As someone who can easily mess up dates and and has shown up.
I know.
And also, has shown up to people's houses a day early for an event, and they looked at me like, what are you doing? And I was like,
today?
Is it not today? I'm so sorry. And then me and the family have to go back into the...
Yeah.
I've done that more times than I care to admit.
Yeah.
I am that person.
I know. I say all the time to my husband when he's getting frustrated, and he says it to me, she's nine. Like, she's nine. So, like, there's a lot of...
I do think that nine is one thing. With Eleanor, I think that, like, she's 11 feels like, she's 11, almost 12.
Yep.
There's a bunch of shit going down that I'm like, okay, hold on a second.
Plus, you know what they're capable of.
Yeah, like, if it really came down to, if I said, Eleanor, I want you to go pick out an outfit from Temu. I need it delivered on this date. I need all,
dialed
he would
in.
Have it dialed in. She would send me links.
Yeah.
If there was no power in our house, she would build a grid. To find a way to power her iPad, she would come up with ways to source energy from the sky to do her iPad. But if it is like, hey, can you please get the ick out of your undernails? Or can you, like, don't blow me off when I tell, it's not suggestions. These are real things. Like, she didn't do anything that she's supposed to do last night when we were hanging out. And I was
that was the thing. That's why I felt bad about it, because we were working on
Although
stuff.
We did have a really good time.
Can I tell you the punchline to
this?
Yes,
please.
Bring her home, change his clothes.
Oh, no.
She's 5 minutes late for school. I drop her off, and she very casually, leisurely, and I pull up the car, roll down the window. I'm like, run! What are you doing?
You better make it look like you're hustling.
Yeah,
cannot stand when somebody saunters when there's a time.
Oh, God.
You
well,
are asking
what?
Me to, like, turn inside out.
I get home. I'm going through checking my messages because it's been a chaotic morning. I look on a post in WhatsApp from the school. It's career day.
Oh, shit.
So I tell Britt, I go, God, I was very tight-lipped, angry with her, gave her a long speech on the way home, and
she was still on her. Well, right?
I know, but she's doing her best. And so he goes, okay, I'll bring it up to her.
Good God.
So that's how my day is going.
Well, you're doing your best. We're all doing our best. I can't tell you how much I freaking love uniforms.
No, but they, but don't you have like spirit days where you got to do Eleanor stuff wanted. Like that?
Yeah, she won did. It. Yeah, she won it.
Oh, it's a contest?
She's all in. Yeah, she loves it. But the rest of the time they have to wear uniforms. And she I think she looks so cute because she'll have these like long shorts, gray shorts with this like, you know, collared shirt and whatever. She gets in the car and she's wearing leggings underneath because it's kind of cold.
Yeah.
She gets in and she's like, I hate this uniform. I look like a Quaker.
Well, that school's working to know what a Quaker is.
You know what? I like that you made a historical reference and you're not wrong.
Yeah. It is. Get that from dad?
Yeah, there you go. You guys have been not watching a lot of television. There we go. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. So last night we had a really fun thing. Oh yes, which we're going on tour like now.
Yeah.
So you need to go.
I don't say that. I'm going to crap my pants.
Go to imopsandheart.com. Get your tickets, ladies. Come see us. Bring your friends.
It's been a really fun time building this show. So part of it is it's the flashback tour. So obviously we're talking a lot about like what it was like for us when we were in middle school.
Yeah.
We're formative, and the thing that I think is the biggest time machine, maybe more than a smell, like, is songs, our songs. Like,
totally.
Because if you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you put White Diamonds in front of me, I have so many goddamn memories because my mom got me a gift set. Who gets White Diamonds when they're in seventh grade? I do.
You do.
And a lot of lonely memories is what I'll say. But Elizabeth Taylor. An intriguing fragrance by Elizabeth Taylor.
It is. It's intriguing because you're like, why is it?
But last night we were like trying to go through songs that just, and it is incredible when you go deep dive songs, how many of these songs that you think you don't know and you know every damn word.
Well, I think it's like your memory is so good, which it's supposed to be. You, like when you're really young, your brain is a sponge.
Yeah, don't play memory with like, a kid and put anybody on that game. They will ruin you.
I put the radio on and the kids are singing every single word to a song that I've never heard. It's like a new song. And I'm like, well, I'm in the car with you.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Oh, that one I know. There's these other that just, I'm like, how do you know this? And also don't say those words, you know, because we're.
Well, we're from, they did not care when we were growing up, but we just had the grand time of having filthy hair bands.
My brain is a sponge in that it has like holes in it. Like I got like mad cow disease. Like it's not retaining shit.
I know, because the music is different and we can all just admit that. I really do believe that like Gen X, or as I like to call us, the Goonies generation, the music catalog is so, the thing that we've figured out, it's so vast and it's so diverse. You have R&B, you have hip hop, you have heavy metal, you have
beginnings of rap in there.
Oh my God. Beginnings, you had all the OG guys.
But
you have Tupac, you have Biggie.
Your mom's music too.
You're forced to listen to like 70s rock or the Mandrells. I can freaking sing a Mandrell song.
They had their own show. I loved it.
Of course they did. And we watched it all the time.
Oh my God.
And then you go into like hair
the
bands.
The Boone Sisters.
That's a deep cut.
Debbie Boone.
That's a deep cut.
You love Debbie Boone.
I do know
this
Debbie Boone.
This is my favorite part about doing this last night with Kristen was I go, don't you know this song? She'd go, I don't know that song, and I'd put it on, and she would sing every single word, like fists in the air.
Yeah.
But Debbie Boone did, so many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing me his song.
This was me as my mom was listening to it.
Just
take me out.
Up my life.
You give me hope to carry on.
See? You know all the fluctuations in the way that they sing it and stuff. It's crazy how cemented it
gets. Our catalog is vast. But I still think, as we go back, one of the treasured times that you just don't get anymore are hair bands. Like, everybody still celebrates all the old school OG hip hop.
Yeah, we all love it.
We still listen to it. The kids still listen to it. But we need to go back into, I'm sorry, Skid Row, Sebastian Bach.
Thank you. And here's his? The time I would like to, can I defend myself? I've expressed this to Kristen before, how my husband is 8 years older than me, and his taste in music
is garbage.
He would fight you to the death for
saying
that.
But I don't think he is.
It's not
the typical, but there is that age group that was like really into like, I think you two and
it's,
like
it's spot on for somebody 8 years older.
Right, but
than
there's
me.
Like five bands. Ours is right. Like 500.
It's and so when I know the words to every and I do have love for these hair bands, I get a lot of shit around my
house. He didn't get to be part of it, which was being a seventh grade girl looking at these guys guys, we know it's wrong. Unapologetically.
Filthy.
Just freaking V-necks and wearing cod pieces that are
not even V-necks, not shirts. Just a lot.
Backing was, on a woman in an elevator that he just met, and I came to life
she
sexually.
Was shirtless, you guys. Okay, just we got to break this down. We're overwhelmed
darn
because
song for no reason in an elevator. Love in an elevator.
You have never
and
seen
I am,
two middle-aged women get more.
I was like, is this getting weird?
Watching. Yes, it was. I was like, are we going to kiss?
Yeah, are we going to kiss? Or my pants are alive for the first time in
years. So we were like,
years.
We started off with Sebastian Bach.
Oh, the jawline on the guy. And I know he's a dickhead. We know this.
Is he? How
he
do
was.
We know?
Well, he got a lot of heat at one point for being like, he said, I don't know why I know this. I don't know why I know this. He said shitty things during the AIDS crisis. That makes him a bad guy.
Yeah, I do.
But I'm talking about who he is up front. As he's singing to me with that jawline and his fucking hair flying all over
young.
Those goddamn leather pants.
It was sort of, it wasn't, you know, punk rock in the like
no, it was
musical
all like,
type. It was punk
I
rock in the like.
Take you to bed.
That's not their song.
Yeah.
It was like the guy that your parents
would have
died if you dated.
Killed you. Meanwhile, all of their, I would just like to say a couple things. First of all, what I know now is they all know three chords. That does
That's
not make
right.
you
yeah.
a good musician. Yeah. I know three chords, but still so hot. The other thing is, does anybody ever make a music video pre-89 that isn't $17 in the garage with black floors, black walls,
That's
and just one scarf being blown in the background, and they're sitting backwards on a chair, like singing their anthem, and I'm like, you are superstars. Now I know that overall cost was $17 to make that video.
Yeah, well, you know what? Guns N' Roses started it. I remember the first time I saw that video. I was
which one?
Sweet Child of Mine. You remember? There's like feedback slash plugging in that
they were doing that though, like Trickster, all those guys were like in somebody's basement. I think they were all like rotating out. They were like, let's use my dad's garage. We got four different hair bands shooting the same album and all the music sounds the same and I don't care.
It was low budge, but it was like it was heavenly.
Filthy.
So Sebastian Bach, he always wore these same like loosely fastened leather pants, and it really
and he didn't wear underwear.
No, he did not.
They were molded to him
sometimes.
They were molded to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I looking at?
I
disgusting.
Do,
I know.
I remember my babysitter one time, we were watching the Van Halen Jump video when he's got those red pants. When he kicks, she goes, look at his pants. And I was like, ew. Now I watch that video and I'm like, I can't look away from his pants.
I just knew everything that was happening was against the rules, and it made me feel alive and awake and reckless. And I would listen to it and my mom would be like, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
Like,
I know I'd listen to Poison. My mom would look at the album cover and be like, who are those ladies? I don't know who they are.
My mom actually got it though, because my mom was so in love with Elvis and she, my mom, I think there's two kinds of parents. There's the ones that are like, don't listen to that. And then there's my mom who's like, I felt the trying to relate, and I was like, and she go,
you try to relate
she's
to
like,
me.
Oh, I just loved Elvis. Oh, Dewey, do you remember that song? He'd sing, and I'd be like, nope. Your experience and my experience are very different, Terry. Thank you so much.
But exactly.
Move
the same.
It on.
Yeah, because he was in trouble for like wiggling his hips and stuff like that.
Wiggling his hips? He gyrated. They wouldn't even show it on the Ed Sullivan show.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's how he was a lovemaker. Like, he would do that in the sack.
I'm 1,000% sure. Yeah. Okay. That's
I just knew
that's why I liked Steven Tyler and the Love in an Elevator video. Who knew? And now to know, we've all seen him as a judge on American Idol. That guy's got
stands the test of time.
Very kind, great grandpa.
Still hot. 76 years old, and I'm like,
I just like him for more reasons now.
It just felt like a filthy time that you kind of can't go back to because we know better. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. The music sounds different. Maybe it's more elevated. I don't know. But those hair bands, they had a moment in time. They were so formative. It was kind of like they were one thing, and then you knew what you needed to be to be the other. You know what I mean? It was like, it was pretty easy math.
Well,
wear the sluttiest top and the smallest shorts.
Absolutely.
And maybe show them your boobs.
Yeah.
And that would get you on the tour bus. Never going to happen to me because my boobs didn't come in. Never got to go to one of those shows. I did go to Warrant, Trickster, and Firehouse. And Firehouse threw me his pick. And I think my pants exploded.
Yeah.
In the mosh pit, I was like that's it. That guy's probably like a car dealer at this point.
I'm trying to remember who the opening band was, but it was then Britney Fox, and then it was Poison. And it was the Omaha Civic Auditorium, which back in the day, you could
That's smoke. Where I went.
There'd be like a cloud of smoke in there. And my dad, who was the parent who was like,
lean into this music.
Any kind of music. He just loved music. So like I could have said I wanted any album and he would have bought it because he was like, you're like curating your taste in music and stuff right now. Let's just see what sticks.
Yeah. I don't think my parents were that. It just depended. It depended on, is that the word? Am I saying that wrong grammatically?
What?
Depended?
It depended.
Is it my having to?
Having
to. I think it, for my mom, I mean, in all fairness, we can agree. Quiet Riot. Come on, hear the noise.
Feel the noise, yeah.
Come on, feel the noise.
I wanted to feel
Girls,
that noise.
Rock your boys. Per Jen, it is spelled.
C-U-M. It is. Look it up. Look it up on the internet, you guys. But that wasn't the title of the album. You had to read the back of the album.
Right. So on some level, I'm like, my mom and dad, my mom in particular, had a certain like level of parenting that she was doing. But like,
look at me go, sure.
I think my mom was very anti-Madonna. So then I was like,
oh, of course.
Oh my God. Like a virgin. I was like, I don't even know if
I will say that because the Grammys were so amazing this year.
Yes.
And I compared the Grammys this year to that MTV Music Awards where she did the Like a Virgin. It was like very early on where she crawled across the floor in the big,
and
like, tulle
dress. Yeah,
and she got
the big puffy tulle dress.
Boy toy. But you watch it now, I wouldn't watch it with my kids at the age I watched that. Like, she is like...
I mean, she's a rebel. That's what music is. It's rebellious. I have rules with my kids that they just can't listen to certain music with certain words in it because I feel like that as they get older, it's just not for right now. But I really am kind of like, I mean, when there's a cuss word in a song in the car, they perk up before I do because they're like,
it makes you uncomfortable around your parents and like, I know that they hear them because Delilah's like, oh, this isn't the clean version, like when it comes on. But they are at the age, and Delilah way earlier than Dash, just because she's the second sibling. And, you know, at that point, you're like,
fast and loose.
Yeah. She asked me, why can't I watch, what was it?
Squid Game?
No, that is, God, what was it? It was something that had... It had a lot of like sexual innuendo to it, like kissing.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter has a couple where she does like this thing. The kids asked me if they could go to her concert. And I'm like, no, man, I know what one of those songs looks like. And Vince goes, Mom, all she does is just, there's like a sheet that you can see through and she's on a bed and she lays down and her legs are up. And I'm like, well, if it's okay with you, sir, I would prefer not to go to that live, be standing next to other kids that are watching this live and have to explain to other parents why you're with me.
I have two hands to cover eyes.
Okay, like it's just a long, all of...
Well, this,
Big no.
That's what I told Delilah. I'm like, some of those things are just going to be no's. And probably the reason I will revert to, and I hear myself.
And we hate ourselves.
Yeah. But I said, some of those things you don't understand well enough to take lightly. And when you watch that and things are like, they're like, people are flip about sex and things.
Yeah.
You can't understand all of that. So I want you to like, you can't make jokes about stuff you don't understand.
Oh, welcome to the world of middle school.
That's
all middle school is making jokes about shit you don't know about. I always tell my son, I go, do you even know what that means?
No, I don't.
He's like, I didn't know. And then I'm like, let me turn over the car. Let me turn the car, pull the car over and lose my shit on you once again because you're saying stuff you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but Delilah does that same thing too. I think Dash was, and so Dash and his friend Virginia were in the car with Delilah, and she had heard a kid say, gay, like in a negative, like,
yeah, you're gay
or whatever.
Man, that was part of our growing up. That was the,
yeah. And
I'm sure we had a few words that I'm like crazy. Yeah.
But like now I would be like, well, don't say that. That's not cool, man. Don't say it like it's a negative. Like,
well,
saying,
we know
like,
more. We know from our generation like that we were neglected.
Like, yeah. So she heard that. And then, so we're waiting for the middle school kids. And then she hears somebody say, fuck or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which, she's like, why can't I listen to your podcast? I'm like, because that's where mommy lets the air out of the balloon. Because I need to. Yeah. But so she hears it. And the Virginia did a really good job of explaining to my daughter for me. She goes, you're going to hear it a lot. And you got to decide, like, if you're going to be the person who says that stuff or the one who doesn't, you know? And
man,
I'm like, I like
that. 100% like, sure. Both of my kids are going to just let it rip.
I don't think so.
I think so. Because my son accidentally butt dialed me, which is, he should just know that's in our genetics.
He butt dials me. No, he didn't.
He 100% will accidentally text, butt dial. I'm like, it's in the cards for you because that is my life.
One of your defining characteristics.
He called me and I was like, hi, bud. And then I could watch, you know, in his pants, like as he's like walking and I could hear him like John with like, his buddies or whatever, and I heard someone drop the F-bomb, and it wasn't him. And, like, he's having this conversation, and then I hung up the phone, and I texted him, and I said, Finn, I just want you to know that you accidentally dialed me, and I could hear your whole conversation. And you should have seen him. He looked like he was, like, ready to confess that he just robbed a bank. He was like, I don't know what you heard, but I go, well, if that's the case, then you should be careful about what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you choose to have that garbage language, and I hear it, you're in trouble. Well, that's all you got to know.
That's what I think about him is that I think like when he gets the rules, he won't want to go against it, you know, because he's kind of.
Yeah, he's a rule follower.
Yeah. I think Eleanor will be like, I just don't see her doing it.
I don't know. If Eleanor finds. Eleanor got blocked.
She got blocked? What? Sweet little Eleanor got blocked?
This is Eleanor telling this story. I met a new friend at school. She gave me her number, so we were texting each other. And then I texted her a devil, and her mom blocked me because she said it was satanic or something.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
Okay, Mom. Come on
now. I'm like, calm down, Mom. Like, I go, just to be clear, what exactly were you texting? And she's like, just the emoji with the devil on it. And I was like,
all right,
we do go to a Catholic school, maybe like pump the brakes a little bit. But so now Eleanor's like blocked from iPadding. I think it's a little extreme. I agree with you.
I think it's more the little extreme. I think that's a little bit.
A little nuts.
Yeah.
And also,
come on. It's like, a cartoon devil.
Also, like, we're fools if we think that we can protect them from everything. You know what I mean?
Totally.
That's the hardest part about parenting is figuring out where you can safely put them and let them, like, I took Eleanor to the Olivia Rodrigo concert and I was like, I cannot say enough about Olivia Rodrigo where this music hits Eleanor right where all of the music for us hits us.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect, like, combination of her being like, she's dressed really cool. She's a little sexy, but it's not in a, I just thought it was a perfect introduction into music that makes you feel rebellious, but it wasn't too much of a thing where Madonna was just like did not give a fuck. Like
different.
We were,
yeah.
She was filthy and it was great, but yeah. We were like
80s parents were like, how do I explain weird cones on boobs?
Yeah, okay. And like she's, you know, gyrating and all this stuff. Yeah. And Olivia Rodrigo
That's
did
a
it great.
Toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, Mom, what's a virgin? My cousin yeah. Jason oh, was yeah. visiting and my mom like got all pearl clutchy and I was like, well, I'm onto something. I didn't yeah. know what this is about.
Yeah.
But Olivia Rodrigo was all the music, like the driver's license song.
Yeah.
So angsty and yeah. good. And seeing her like connect with that music, I was like, okay, I can't get pissed off at this live show if Olivia Rodrigo drops the F-bomb a couple times because I brought my kid to this show. Yeah. And I actually think it's kind of okay for Eleanor to experience a little bit of this rebellion. I'm in a safe space. I'm with her. She gets to like rock out.
Yeah.
Like so many girls that were like 25 were like, clutching their chests and like having a moment. And I was yeah. like, I'm here for this.
That's, and I do tell the kids too, I'm sure I've explained this to everyone listening as though I'm trying to justify it like 1,000 times. But like, I try to like, the cussing thing for me and our family, it's like my thing. And I think the reason is like, there, and I say to them, there are going to be times where it's appropriate and that's the right word.
Right.
The wrong, this naughty word will be the right word in some moments, whether it's
very not, listen, or, you're no. like on the scale where, like, I'm sure Casey growing up in Texas.
They say
like,
nothing, right?
I, yeah. Man.
They, but they wouldn't even say GD and they wouldn't say.
Oh, no, but that's what I wonder. Like,
we Colin don't say, said, oh my God, in our house either.
Colin said when he was growing up, he knew his mom was the maddest she's ever been at him when she said, oh God, it's the most tame thing. She's like, you're being like a little shit or like hellfire or something. Just like doggone it.
Yeah.
Like you daggone.
Daggone it.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, man, what is it like if a Southerner F-bombs? Are you just like,
yeah.
Are you ready to fight? Is that where you're at? I'd love to have that kind of limitation.
Yeah. Because
then you know if someone's like, I want you to go to hell. That's like, those are like, those ignite you.
Like a parking dispute outside of a Southern Baptist Texas church. Oh, like, God, what does that look like?
I bet that's fun.
You dummy.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, you're about to have the wrath of the Lord.
How dare you?
We're not making
you.
Fun of anybody, by the way. Casey's sitting right here. And my
Yeah, no, she's laughing.
And my husband's from there.
I mean, yes.
But he swears like a sailor, except when he's around his mama.
So that's the thing. That's why I tell the kids, I know it's weird that I dig in about this, but I want you to know that you can control. When everybody else is doing this thing and it's really casual and it's really easy, you can decide not to do it, you know? And like, whenever people say like, oh gosh, I can't stop cussing, I'm like, you wouldn't say that to a cop. You could fucking control it.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't control it right there, right? But you know what I mean? Like, if you got pulled over, you'd not be F-bombing to that
Correct.
Cop. So you can control it when you want to. You
yeah,
know?
But then I would just like to say that I have 2 kids in middle school and I cannot control
and
it.
And so that's why we podcast,
and
so you can let her loose.
I will tell you, sometimes when you drop it, when you drop something.
They know you're serious.
They know you're serious.
I know.
I mean, and I will use, my kids have heard the F word. My kids have heard shit. My kids have heard damn. And that was just this morning. So I'm not perfect. I'm not defending myself. I'm just saying when I have come to that point in my frustration, you know I'm at my end. Like I'm at my wit's end.
Totally.
If I don't do it for fun and I'm mad.
100%. And listen,
I think I'm right.
Proselytizing whatsoever. Because I lost it this morning and felt bad about it. I did not swear, but I could have controlled my tone with my daughter. Like I could have, I like didn't need to.
We're trying so hard. Our parents didn't try this hard.
Yeah, no. Think about it.
Are you kidding me?
I've thought more today about parenting than mine have in their entire lives.
I'll tell you something that my parents did never lose sleep over any reactions they had to anything. In a
God,
million
no.
years.
God, no.
Did I ever hear either one of them go, look, I got a little mad. I'm really sorry. I think it was always like, what'd you do wrong? You, this is your fault. Like they were not the fallout was like, if you did something and they got mad at you, you had it coming, period, full stop.
Oh,
there was no, oh, I'm going to rethink this, or I'm going to read a book about how to be a better parent. No.
God.
Unless nothing. The book said Danielle Steele, finer things.
They're not cracking at that book.
Or reading the newspaper. Not. But they also, I also think what that was, you know, like, because we've been talking about this so much. My parents, I think my mom and dad, they were really young.
They were so young.
They're that's really
like,
young.
Like, my dad was in his 40s.
I know, isn't
born.
That crazy?
It's crazy.
It blows my mind when I see pictures of my mom. I showed Jen my photo album.
God,
that
she's
my mom,
a baby.
She's a baby. It's she was crazy. 20, 22, 21 when 20, she had me, 22. Yeah. And to think about the fact that she was only 30 when I was like, I can't.
I think about that all the time because I don't know what kind of parent I would have been had I had a child at 20. I mean, I hope I would have figured
and
it out.
She had
but.
So much to handle because, you know, the rules of the game were a little different back then.
Yeah.
Like, it was okay for dad to go after work to get a drink at the bar,
oh, yeah.
hang with the bros. But my mom was working full time as a teacher. And then later on, she goes to find out that not one of us, but all three of us have a sweet case of attention deficit
Surprise.
Disorder. So this, I do give my mom a lot of props because I think she had an extreme amount to manage and that like she didn't lose her shit that much. I don't remember middle school being a fun, jolly time of lighthearted back and forth, but I think middle school was just a shit show in general.
Yeah.
But she was, I think her way of parenting a lot of times was sort of to take the gas out of something. Like, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was no welling. There's no wallowing. There was no dwelling. There was no, which to some extent, I think now what we do is we're like, how are you feeling? Let's talk about your feelings. Let's really open it up. I'm like, sometimes it's just nice to sort of forget about it and think about, you know what? Tomorrow's a new day. It's going to be a new thing. And I try to do that with Eleanor because I think sometimes it can be a little like, let me get my quill and my pen. Dear diary.
Well.
Today I felt as though. No, the girl that blocked me because of my satanic symbol is no longer my friend.
God, I did. I really wanted to deep dive how Hard Rock was about Satan and pants, and now we're just talking about
let's go back.
Parenting.
No,
but,
let's go back to hairbands. It's all I want to talk about.
Well,
I had an emotional reaction last night when we were watching and listening to also music videos. Come on.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Like that, I mean.
I will say it. As we were watching all of those bands, I was like, am I aroused? And the answer is probably yes.
Oh, guaranteed, because you kept saying you were.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. That'll do it. Let's wrap it up. Casey's like, let's wrap up talking about being aroused during watching music videos. Go back in time, people. Do yourself the biggest favor. Close your door, lock your door, open your laptop.
Go onto YouTube.
Go look at old music videos that you have not looked at. In so long,
them.
And you're going to remember what you, who you were, where you were, and how you felt, and get ready, and then maybe invite your husband in, or don't.
I have a hot flash
okay.
for today that is fun. I don't want to disappoint you, but I think you're really going to appreciate it.
Well, I'm saying Aerosmith is mine, Steven Tyler.
Well,
I'm going to think about his mouth all day.
This is incredible. I got to thank Addison, my brother-in-law, for sending this. So it was a part of a tweet. I want to give the account credit. I'll put it in our stories on the podcast Instagram
page.
It's not on there. But it was originally... No. The person I need to give the credit to, it's not on there.
Okay.
But it's the head... it was part of a tweet. The tweet is... At no point in this headline did I know what the next word was going to be. So my hot flash is Nacho Vidal. And I will tell you why. Here's the headline. Spanish porn star Nacho Vidal.
Oh, God.
Who likes to advertise his aromatic candles shaped like male genitalia on Twitter has been arrested on manslaughter charges.
Oh my God.
Following a man's death during a mystic ritual in which he inhaled psychedelic toad venom.
Is this real?
It's real. And I feel like that encompasses kind of everything we talked about today.
Yeah, that tweet is exactly the same, like, brain stem of our conversation today.
It's insane.
It went from feeling slightly guilty to overparenting to bringing it back to Steven Tyler.
Mystic rituals. Psychedelics.
Yep.
Male genitalia and tight pants.
I mean, we nailed it. All we need to do is make candles that are wieners. And
so, Nacho,
profit.
You got to be more careful in your rituals, man.
Where do you get those candles,
Toad
Goop?
Them? God, we're behind the time.
Guys, do we podcast?
I think so.
Pioneer.